living thing must have a separate substance. But since all the things mentioned above have a single soul, consequently, they can be separate living things, but without plurality. I myself am a living thing, and a man. But you cannot say that there are two of me for that reason. And why? Because if that were so, they would have to be two separate existences. This is what I mean. One would have to be sundered from the other so as to produce two. But whenever you have that which is manifold in one whole, it falls into the category of a single nature and is therefore single. My soul is a living thing, and so am I. But we are not two separate persons. And why? Because the soul is part of myself. It will only be reckoned as a definite thing in itself when it shall exist by itself. But as long as it shall be part of another, it cannot be regarded as different. And why? I will tell you. It is because that which is different must be personal and peculiar to itself, a whole and complete within itself. I myself have gone on record as being of a different opinion. For if one adopts this belief, not only the virtues will be living things, but so will their contrary vices, and the emotions, like wrath, fear, grief, and suspicion. Nay, the argument will carry us still further. All opinions and all thoughts will be living things. This is by no means admissible, since anything that man does is not necessarily the man himself. What is justice, people say? Justice is a soul that maintains itself in a certain attitude. Then, if the soul is a living being, so is justice. By no means. For justice is really a state, a kind of power, of the soul. And this same soul is transformed into various likenesses and does not become a different kind of living thing as often as it acts differently, nor is the result of soul action a living thing. If justice, bravery, and the other virtues have actual life, do they cease to be living things and then begin life over again, or are they always living things? But the virtues cannot cease to be. Therefore, there are many, nay, countless, living things sojourning in this one soul. No, is the answer. Not many, because they are all attached to the one, being parts and members of a single whole. We are then portraying for ourselves an image of the soul like that of a many-headed hydra, each separate head fighting and destroying independently. And yet, there is no separate living thing to each head. It is the head of a living thing, and the hydra itself is one single living thing. No one ever believed that the chimera contained a living lion or a living serpent. These were merely parts of the whole chimera, and parts are not living things. Then how can you infer that justice is a living thing? justice, people reply, is active and helpful. That which acts and is helpful possesses impulse, and that which possesses impulse is a living thing. True, if the impulse is its own, but in the case of justice, it is not its own. The impulse comes from the soul. Every living thing exists as it began, until death. A man, until he dies, is a man. A horse is a horse, a dog a dog. They cannot change into anything else. Now, let us grant that justice, which is defined as a soul in a certain attitude, is a living thing. Let us suppose this to be so. Then bravery also is alive, being a soul in a certain attitude. But which soul? That which was but now defined as justice? The soul is kept within the first named being and cannot cross over into another. It must last out its existence in the medium where it had its origin. Besides, there cannot be one soul to two living things, much less to many living things. And if justice, bravery, restraint, and all the other virtues are living things, how will they have one soul? They must possess separate souls, or else they are not living things. Several living things cannot have one body. This is admitted by our very opponents. Now, what is the body of justice? The soul, they admit. And of bravery? The soul also. And yet there cannot be one body of two living things. The same soul, however, they answer, assumes the guise of justice, or bravery, or restraint. This would be possible if bravery were absent when justice was present, and if restraint were absent when bravery was present. As the case stands now, all